Precious blood, laying down your life, Lord, that we might have life. And Lord, we are here to praise you this morning. We can never praise you enough. Oh, Jesus, we pray that your spirit will come upon us today and enable us to worship you in spirit and truth in a way that you are worthy of, Lord. We can't do that on our own, but as the Spirit of God flows through us, we know that Jesus will be glorified in our midst this morning. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've gathered together, those of our campers and guests and staff. Thank you for those from off the grounds that have come to worship with us, Lord. And we know that you have ordained it so, and we pray that you will have your way this morning in everything that's said and done. We pray that Jesus himself will walk in the midst and minister to us, Lord, according to our need and according to his great desire over us, Lord. We pray, Lord, that there are those here with physical need, that as we're in the presence of God, that we shall experience the resurrection life of Jesus, touching our bodies and quickening us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the power of the Lord is present today to bring healing to us in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. And so we want to include that in our faith, and we just want to present our bodies to you, Lord, and trust that you will touch and renew, Lord, and strengthen as you see we have need of. We pray that you'll bless our fellowship churches and all the churches that are represented here this morning. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless our brothers and sisters as they seek you. And we pray, Lord, that you'll pour out your spirit upon your people. Oh, Jesus, manifest yourself in every place. And we pray that everywhere people will know of a surety that Jesus is in the midst and that he has touched them. And that they have been changed by his power divine. We ask it in your precious name, and we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Nice to be with you this morning. Well, we got a full house. I have to be careful I don't hit the people in front of me when I wave my arms playing my guitar. Praise God. Let's sing number 455. I think that's the right page. Redeemed. Again, yes. Let's continue to sing about this wonderful redemption. And then we'll look forward to hearing from our cottagers and villagers. Praise God somewhere along the way and their head counselor. be bought back. And the Bible tells us that we've been slaves to sin, slaves to our sinful nature, under the control of the enemy all our lives. And Jesus came into this world to buy us back. God made us for himself, not to serve sin and the devil, but we're in this world to serve the Lord Jesus and to glorify him all the days of our life. And so Jesus had to pay a price in order to buy us back, and so that we could be washed in his blood and we could become children of God and belong to him. And oh, what a price Jesus paid. Oh my, we talk a lot about that at camp, don't we? That great price that Jesus paid to redeem us. It cost him everything. But you meant everything to him. And that's why he came so willingly and offered himself so willingly. Praise God. Amen. And so, you know, we're singing a song with a happy melody. And it is a happy song. It's a wonderful thing to be redeemed and belong to Christ. But we never want to forget that it cost him his own life. All that he left, had to leave from heaven to come down to this sinful world to find us and to make us his own. And so we want to always keep that in mind as we sing. Praise God. Verse 4.
I know I shall see this too.
Thank you for this redemption.